You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you their sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris.
And Jonathan.
Hey, man. Training camp is here.
Training camp is here. Been going on for about a week now. Good old preseason game starts tonight.
Yeah.
Steelers, Vikings. Probably going to be nothing but, you know, second, third string players.
Yeah,
playing.
They'll just be happy to see, like, all
I just
right,
want to see some hitting.
Closer.
Exactly. Yeah. Want to see some hitting. Want to see, you know. I enjoy all the aspects of it, so I'm ready. I'm pumped.
Nah, man, I'm excited too, man. It's gonna be cracking.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for this season to start.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we're gonna be getting into some of that. We're gonna start our division previews this week.
Mm-hmm. Know y'all been waiting for that.
Oh yeah, we gotta get into that. You know, got some nice love for our rankings from our last show.
Nice, excellent.
You know, so good deal. We're excited, man. We're trying to get into this.
Trying to get into the swing of things. Know y'all been fiending for some football. I know. I've talked to so many people who just like, God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I just can't wait. So we understand how you feel, and we're going to get into it so y'all can start getting the blood pumping, getting the blood flowing.
And, of course, you know, football around the corner. I mean, fantasy football is here.
We will be giving y'all some tidbits of information for the free 99. You ain't even got to pay for it.
There you go.
Free ski. So tune in. You get your fantasy football fix. You get your NFL fix. We'll sprinkle in some NBA news and stuff. So tune in and let's get it cracking.
Oh, yeah. So if y'all want to talk to us, let us know what you think of the show and all that good stuff. You got a number of ways you can reach out to us. You can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can reach out to us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can hit us up on voicemail, 323-455-4219. If you feel so inclined, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, and we'll read all that on the show and discuss it with you then.
Yeah, definitely want to thank everybody who, retweets the show, favorites the show, you know, leaves the 5-star reviews for us. Definitely is appreciated. And if you got any questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know. And we will definitely get back at you.
Oh, yeah. So we got one email this week.
That's what's up.
One is for feedback.
All right.
From homie Bailey the Great.
All right, sir.
Twitter follower.
Yes, sir.
You know, definitely a listener of many podcasts.
That's what's up.
Podcast supporter.
Appreciate that.
He's got a top 10 QBs for 2015. Oh, in case you didn't know, Isley is here,
and she's acting a fool right now. So
she just busy.
Isley.
So she messing with me. But we got the top 10 QBs for 2015. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
most weapons in the league and best QB tangibles.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady.
Mm.
I took Brady over Luck because of coaching and Gronkowski.
Mm.
And Andrew Luck needs more body of work. Lost to Brady, but can get the job done with just amount of weapons as Brady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No strong running game either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Peyton Manning.
Mm.
He's getting older. Arm strength is getting scary, but he can still put up 12, 13 wins.
Mm.
Only Brady, A-Rod, Seattle defense, and Luck standing his way of another title.
Mm.
Now, Ben Roethlisberger had the best wide receiver in the game and a solid running back to back him.
Ooh.
Yet plays in the gutter division full of dog fights.
And did I hear that right? He deemed Antonio Brown the best receiver in the game, huh?
Yeah, he
did. All right now.
Round out his top 10, number 6, Tony Romo. Number 7, Russell Wilson.
Mercy. Okay.
Number 8, Drew Brees.
Wow.
Number 9, Matt Ryan.
Okay.
And number 10, Joe Flacco. P.S.
Tony Romo number 6?
Yeah.
That's all right, man. That's all right. You know, I ain't mad at you.
That's a little high.
I was like, 6? Oh, no. That's too close to the top 5. I don't really even think he's top 10. That's just my opinion. Yeah. That's just my opinion, brother. That's my opinion.
P.S. As far as a Hogan rant, bruh, nobody really cares about that. It's only magnified because of the current events that's going on. Mm. Is it okay? Never. Is it expected? Of course. You know, not all white folk is racist. Most even thirst to be a part of the culture because it's being displayed so much and worldwide that they want to be a part of it. He thought it was cool. Thought it was okay to use in front of folks that allowed him to do so. Let's not get emotional.
Mm.
No, I feel you.
I hear you, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, look,
it's like, all right.
If you really don't want somebody using the language, you know, number one, don't use the language around them to give them the impression that it's cool, you know. And if they do so happen to use it around you, you need to nip that in the bud immediately.
Yep.
And just let them know that won't be tolerated and that ain't cool.
Yeah,
but if you let it slide, they're going to think it's cool and they let me say it and boom, there you go.
Yeah, some folk aren't smart enough to get, like, if you have somebody who lets you say the N-word around them, then that he's not co-signing for every black person.
Exactly.
But they don't.
They don't understand
it. I mean, we don't say nigga in front of our parents.
Exactly. Thank you. Like, gee whiz. I don't drop that. I'm not.
But you just like, nope.
Yeah, I don't drop that in. That's just out of disrespect. I mean, shoot, I don't drop the M-bomb while I'm working. So, nope. I mean, you know, pick and choose your spots. Understand that, you know, I mean, real talk shouldn't be using the words anyway. And I get that. And everybody's like, you know, the word should be banished. I'm like, well, unfortunately.
Nah, it ain't going to be banished.
It ain't going to be banished. I mean,
well,
the term has just floated. Yeah, it's just floated and changed. And, you know. Ever since, it's just become one of those things that black folks use, and we get a free pass.
Yeah. Then he had a PS2.
Mm-hmm.
Our, quote, Lakers free agency picks was hush at the press conference, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yes, sir.
I have no idea why folks are acting so soft these days.
First off,
we the Lakers. Expect entertainment. Another small deal that was blown up by media once again. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
It was a great moment for television.
It was hilarious, but it wasn't a big deal.
It was a moment. It was all right. You know.
It was just an awkward moment.
Yeah. Now, if it leads to awkwardness, you know, on the court,
that's different.
Then that does need to get discussed. But he ain't talked to him about a press conference. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Right.
I'm sure he's talked to him since.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And from the comments I've read from some of the players, it seems like they've at least spoken to the man. So
that's all that matters. They'll see him in
training camp.
Yeah. Also, he's got a part two. He sent in his top wide receivers.
Okay, here we go.
Number one, Antonio Brown.
Mm.
Hasn't shown a flaw in his game yet, and has a top 10 QB that'll keep him in the top 3.
Mm.
2, Dez Bryant.
Wow.
Handles the Dallas spotlight well as far as his performance and demands a double team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number 3, mm-hmm. Calvin Johnson.
Okay.
Speaking of double teams and or triple, he just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, that is true.
Number 4, Demaryius Thomas.
That's right, brother.
Peyton's the only wide receiver that's a pro and a con to that. Number 5, Jordy Nelson, the white chocolate of the league.
Woo.
Ass Revis.
Nice.
Number 6, Julio Jones.
Mm.
One-on-one nightmare, but got to stay on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. He got to stay healthy.
Number 7, A.J. Green.
Mm.
Reminds me of a Rudy Gay-type career. Still a beast, but needs bigger games.
Yeah. That's a fair comparison.
Yeah.
He's like an all-star type player, but he's just not there. He's like always on the cusp of stardom, but just not there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's part of dealing with his QB or something.
I don't know.
Number 8, Alshon Jeffrey. Marshall is gone. Spotlight on Jeff. Mm. Number 9, Odell Beckham Jr. Mm. By next year, he'll be top 5. Woo-hoo-hoo. It all comes down to the protection of the QB.
Yeah, it does. But top 10 already after a rookie season? I know he put up crazy numbers. And I know he missed some games, but...
Yeah, I mean, he
don't know yet. Yeah. I got to see one more year out of him before I put him up there.
Yeah, dude has star potential.
Oh, he got superstar potential.
But right now you got Victor Cruz coming back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and you still got Reuben Randall.
He's got a great wide receivers to throw to.
I got to see. I got to see what happens. I mean, he was a little banged up last year. Coming into the season, and caught the league by surprise, especially with, let's not forget the greatest catch of last season, at least.
That
catch
sick,
was so
man.
Freaking disgusting. But we
put that on a fat head.
I mean, the man's hands are gigantic. So, I mean, he got hands, but he's got the potential to be a superstar. But I got to see it again.
Yeah.
If he can duplicate what he did last season, yeah, he top 5.
And number 10, T.Y. Hilton. Mm. I got love for the little guy, but they didn't draft Philip Dorsett for nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid. I didn't understand the Philip Dorsett draft either. They're like the same size. They're both burners. They do kind of the same thing. It just, I don't know, it didn't make sense in the first round. I was just like, I don't. And you see, because, I mean, you added Andre Johnson. You still got Dante Moncrief. I don't get it, so... That's just my opinion. Maybe they're setting themselves up knowing they can't re-sign T.Y. I don't know, man.
I don't know either. But, yeah, shout out to Man Baylor the Great. We appreciate that email, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate that.
It's in your
Keep
list.
It coming.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know how to get at us.
Absolutely.
We're going to continue to be talking football.
Yeah.
As we get into that right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to start off our do a couple divisions this week for our division previews for the 2015 season. We're going to look at the South Divisions today.
Yes, sir.
First off, let's start with what was basically the wackest division in the league last year, the NFC South.
Oh, Lord. Lordy, Lord.
So we're gonna discuss these teams a little bit. We'll start in the order that they finished last year. So we'll start off with the division champs, Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Finished 7-8-1. You know, beating the Cardinals, getting to the second round, eventually lost to the NFC champion, Seattle Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, showed a loop. They've shown promise.
Some grit. Mm-hmm.
You know, playoffs 2 straight years. You know, Jonathan Stewart is now the fullback.
Thank you. He should be. It's about freaking time. You still got Kelvin Benjamin, mm-hmm. who showed up last year as a rookie. Greg Olsen is just consistent as they come. Cam Newton showed some improvement. He did a nice job carrying that team into the playoffs. Defensively, they're stout.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Luke Kuechly is a beast at linebacker. You got Star Latui. If he can stay healthy. I know he's a little banged up right now, but they're nice on defense. Their one question mark, seriously, is their O-line, though.
Yes.
Oof, their O-line is trash.
Yeah, they've got to do something to help Cam out with that. You know, got to get that running game going for sure.
Yeah.
You know, to alleviate some pressure. You know, Cam's been improving. I mean, nobody has him in the top 10, you know, but I think he's slowly been improving, kind of being a little more mature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we expect he's going to do the Superman from time to time.
Absolutely.
You know, but.
He's got the tools.
Yeah.
But he's got to put it all together. He's got to become a much more consistent thrower.
Yeah, and with them, you know, no Greg Hardy. Issue to deal with this year.
Yep.
None of that, you know, hanging over their head.
Absolutely.
I mean, they will miss him as a player, no doubt.
Yeah.
But I think with that gone and not hanging over and all of that, I think they should be, you know, in contention to try to win this division.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're going to do a good job. They should be in contention. They added Devin Funches, another big wide receiver out of Michigan in the draft this year. Guy's like 6'5", 240, big dude. I mean, you team him with Kelvin Benjamin on the outside. That's two huge targets you got to throw to, very similar to what Tampa Bay has with Vincent Jackson, Mike Evans. You know, adding Greg Olsen, you know, and now that you have a lead back finally with Jonathan Stewart, who has shown, you know, throughout his career, he, if you give him the rock, he can make things happen. He just consistently has never been able to get the rock or stay healthy. But, you know, hopefully if the man can stay healthy, I think he's going to show very good, very, very quickly that he should have been starting years ago. So I expect them to do well in the division again. I expect them to be above 500 this season.
yeah, hopefully we get somebody over 500.
I expect them to be above 500 this season. I'd say around, you know, maybe, you know, 9 wins or so. Mm. I think this division's going to bounce back. I don't think all these teams are going to be below 500. I think 3 out of the 4 will be over 500.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So, but it's going to be a tough battle for that division crown, for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking at their schedule right now. It's actually not that bad. They have a little, you know, patch in the middle of the season after their week 5 bye, going to Seattle. You got Philly. You got the Colts, Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, outside of that middle section, it's not that, it ain't that bad. You know, they, you know, play New Orleans at week 3. I mean, you know, you got Dallas, you know, week 12. But really, outside of, you know, that middle of the week, I mean, they have a nice schedule.
Yeah. They got a pretty decent schedule. It's just, they're going to have to win their division.
They are. They are. I mean, this is the first time in what? How many years where it's like we had the division winner repeat?
First time ever.
Oh, wow.
I think this is the first time that the division winner has ever been a repeat. It seems to change every freaking year. And I think it'll change this year.
It probably will.
Mm-hmm.
So going down the line next, you had the Saints. They finished the 7-9. Disappointing 7-9. God, this division was like, anybody want to win this?
Ass.
You know, they had some, you know, big changes over there in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know, biggest one, of course, for affecting fantasy heads is, you know, no more Jimmy Graham.
No more Jimmy Graham.
Got traded to Seattle,
but they picked up Max Unger, center, mm-hmm. in the trade. They got a now. They got a starting center they can solidify with a pro as a Pro Bowler. I think they're going to be improved as well. Believe it or not, even though they lost Jimmy Graham, let's not forget Brandon Cooks, their first round pick from last year, got hurt during the season. He was supposed to be a guy who was going to be explosive and take a lot of pressure off of Drew Brees, and they lost him. Marcus Colston seems to have lost a little bit of a step. You know, he's getting a little bit older. But I like what I've seen from them this offseason. They added C.J. Spiller.
Big move, man.
This is a nice piece for them. I'm sure Sean Payton's going to figure out ways to utilize him similar to the way he did with Reggie Bush.
Mm-hmm.
You got another guy in Brandon Cooks. So now you got two guys who on any given play can take the ball to the house with their speed and explosiveness. You know, tight end-wise, are you going to get the same production you got from Jimmy Graham? No.
Of course not.
But Drew Brees is the kind of quarterback who likes to distribute the ball. He doesn't like to focus on one specific individual.
Right.
He likes to spread it out. So I think this actually might, believe it or not, be beneficial to New Orleans.
Mm.
You had a lot of guys who, you know, with all, I mean, granted, as great as Jimmy Graham was, Drew Brees relied upon him too much.
Yes.
Which led to some of the turnovers. And I think some of the decline play that we've seen from Drew Brees the past couple of seasons. So I think going into this season, he's going to, you know, want to work a little bit more. I think they're going to run a little bit more. They re-signed Mark Ingram. With Max Unger, potens up that offensive line to give Drew Brees the protection he needs. And we all know how accurate he can be. So I just think I think you are going to see a New Orleans team who's similar to how they were when they were just offensively just rolling. I think you're going to see that this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're going to see Sean Payton focus more on the running game this year, mm-hmm. you know, especially adding C.J. Spiller with Ingram, who had a solid year last year. You know, you got to take some pressure off of Drew Brees. He's getting up in age. You know, you can't just rely on him to carry the team as much anymore.
Yeah.
The big question mark for them would be their defense.
Absolutely.
You know, defense wasn't.
They were terrible last
year. Yeah, I don't know they rank it, but it was bad.
Yeah.
It was real bad. So if they can kind of shore that up a little bit, kind of get into the middle of the pack, you know, good things will happen to them. You know, and you got Drew Brees, you got Sean Payton, good things can happen.
Absolutely. I mean, the defense, you got some pieces on that defense. They added Brandon Browner on that defense to help you out on the outside. You still got Cameron Hayward. Not Cameron Hayward. Who's a defensive end? I forget his name. Oh, well.
But yeah, and they ended up having the, and they had the kick dude who we talked about last week off
because of the issue.
Yeah,
got to get rid of him. But maybe that might be addition by subtraction because clearly he was a distraction. Leadership wise, it seemed like he wasn't showing much. So doesn't seem like you're losing a whole lot with the guy. Granted, he can play, he can put up numbers and be a great pass rusher for you. But I don't. Defensively, they have to show some improvement. You got Jerry's Bird back there. You know, you got who's the young guy out of Texas, Kenny Vaccaro that they drafted a couple years ago. So you've got some pieces on the defense to make it work. So hopefully Rob Ryan can do, you know, work some of his magic and get these guys back to playing. Cameron Jordan, that's who I was thinking of.
For the Saints schedule off the bat, you know, you got at Arizona. You know, Carolina week 3, Dallas 4, Philly week 5.
Colts isn't even week that 7. Bad.
It's just for them, they're playing like the NFC East and the AFC South, which, you know.
It's not that bad. Mm-mm. It's not that hard. So
with their division being so kind of boo boo ish, you know, it's just it's anybody's game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next, you got the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Supporting 6-10. You know, you got, you know, bringing the course back. You got Matty Ice coming back. Things. I mean, they've had two bad seasons in a row. And they were like 6-10 the year before. I think they won 5 games. You know, you still got Mr. Julio Jones dominating back there. You know, their question, just like the Falcons, is their defense.
I think they'll be a little better this year. I think bringing Dan Quinn over from Seattle will help them out. Bring that nastiness, that toughness, that attitude that he was able to bring to the defense of Seattle. I think he can bring that same kind of toughness over to Atlanta. I think that's what they've been missing. They've lacked toughness. I mean, offensively, their offensive line has been okay, hasn't been great. But I think, you know, the tackle they chose, I can't remember nobody's name today. I'm a boy out of Texas A&M, Jake Matthews. They picked Jake Matthews to solidify that left tackle spot. You know, I've heard some good things about him. They drafted Vic Beasley this year out of Clemson to be their pass rusher on that defense. I think they're going to be better than they were last year when they were 6-10. They will be much better than that. And again, I just think the toughness that he's going to bring to that team. Granted, he is a rookie coach, but we saw what he was able to do with that Seattle defense, and it was nasty. So I think he can bring that same kind of toughness, that physical standing to Atlanta. If Roddy White can stay healthy, I think they'll be fine. Again, with them, probably I see, you know, 9 wins or so.
Okay. Yeah, checking their schedule out.
It's not that
Philly
bad.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, this season clearly got to deal with the NFC East.
Well, they
got to
play Indy.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's not that bad, honestly.
No, I mean, the big, you know, Indy.
Houston.
Yeah, Dallas early on.
It's not that hard.
No.
It's not that difficult. So, I mean, they've got the ability. They can hit double-digit wins if they're rolling on all cylinders.
No, they can. I think they can, too. It's just, yeah, you got new coach, and, you know, new offense, new schemes. And, you know, Atlanta's ready. They, you know. It was so close to getting to the Super Bowl. Now they kind of falling off. I don't know what they're going to do at running back, though.
Well, they got Devonta Freeman, guy they drafted out of Florida State last year. They drafted Tevin Coleman out of, Indiana, I believe, this year. They've got young backs who can be good. Right now, both of them are hurt, unfortunately. They both pulled hamstrings, but
– damn.
So, I mean, it's going to be running back by committee, it seems. So, I'm not sure on the running game aspect. But you got two young guys. We saw with Steven Jackson, he was kind of older, wasn't as explosive as he used to be.
Couldn't stay healthy.
Exactly. You got these two young guys who are fast, who are quick, explosive, The key for them really going, it's going, how can they hold up in pass protection? Because they're going to have to protect Matt Ryan, because that O-line, it's decent, average at best. So he's going to need some added extra protection. And young guys, we all know, aren't the best pass protectors, so that's going to play a huge factor.
Yeah. All right, and then we go into the 2-14 Bucks, who were very disappointing. Was that Lovie Smith's first season?
Yep.
Yeah, terrible. You know, but, you know, they got their, you know, quote-unquote quarterback of the future.
We'll see. I mean, famous Jameis.
Yeah.
We'll see what he can do.
Yeah, was announced a starter a couple weeks ago. Like, oh, let's just get this out the way.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look, you drafted a man number one. I mean, clearly he showed you something. I don't really think they just handed him the job over just because he was the number one pick. I think he had to earn it a little bit. They wanted to see what he could do. And he showed some good stuff. Apparently, he's shown very good leadership qualities.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who can rally the troops. But again, he is a rookie. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to have bad plays. So you got to temper your expectations for him.
He's got some weapons.
Yeah, he's got some weapons.
Mr. Jackson, Mike Evans.
You got Austin's Jenkins, I believe it is. The tight end. You got Doug Martin, who has already been told he's going to be the bell cow.
Yeah, they've been talking camp, and he's looking good. You know, we'll see how that plays out. Mm-hmm. But he's looking like he's ready to be that kind of back again.
So, and I mean, defensively, they're not bad. You got Gerald McCoy on the defensive line. So you got Levante David in the linebacking core. They've got pieces to help him out, to make it work. It's a rebuilding process.
Yeah.
I mean, let's call it what it is. They're starting kind of over. Not starting over, but, I mean, as far as the quarterback position, I don't see Jameis Winston winning more than 6 games.
Mm.
I don't. That's just my personal opinion. He may surprise me and win, you know, 7-8 games. I don't know. But as a rookie coming into the league, all these expectations, you know.
Yeah.
And your O-line is kind of suspect.
Yeah, and that defense has really got to step up.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
you're
putting
all the pressure on Winston, that's not good.
I think they're going to be focusing a lot on handing that ball off to Doug Martin.
Yeah.
Give him the rock.
Mm-hmm. Give him some short, you know, use the wide receivers they got.
Yes.
You know, a lot of play action.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be interesting.
Absolutely.
All right, so what's your outlook for the NFC South? At least how you think the division is going to play out?
All right, so for the NFC South, I think you're going to have New Orleans in first.
Mm. Okay.
I think you will have Carolina close second. And when I say close second, I mean because I think it's going to be them and Atlanta fighting for that second spot. I think there's going to be neck and neck. It's going to come down to the last couple games of the season, but I think Carolina is going to finish second. I think Atlanta will finish third, you know, maybe 8-8, 9-7, and then rounding out with Tampa Bay, 6-10-ish, 5-11.
Okay. Of course, I mean, the Bucs is clearly going to, you know, finish. Yeah, I could see probably about 5 wins for them. 6 would be, you know, good. You're moving up 4 wins this season. Maybe I'm just being different or picking an outlier. I think it's going to be 3-3 for Carolina.
Wow.
You know, I've just liked the momentum they've built. You know, Falcons, I just don't trust the defense enough. Mm-hmm. Their offense is spectacular, you know, but I don't know if they have enough yet. And got a new team, or we got a new head coach. I do believe it's going to come down to the Saints and Panthers.
Mm.
I think it'll be, you know, probably win it by like a game, if that. I mean,
yeah,
one of these, you know, I do think these teams should improve. You should be close to probably having 2 teams represented in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
maybe,
because
mm-hmm. the NFC is that deep. But I think the Panthers will edge the Saints out probably by a game. But I see both these teams should be getting close to the 10 win mark again.
Mm.
You know, just we shouldn't have an issue of, oh, you know, they finished under 500. I don't want to deal with this talk again for another year. Should we change up how the playoff format is? Like, no, they win the division, you win it. Don't matter. They ain't doing nothing.
And then for some quick fantasy football hits for the division, Atlanta Falcons. All right, Matty Ice, look for a bounce back year for Matt Ryan. I would say if you're looking for a quarterback and you're in the fifth, sixth round, if he's there, pluck him. Pluck him quick.
Yeah.
Because I think he is due for a bounce back season. As far as a little sleeper candidate, I say Roddy White for them. I think Roddy White has kind of fallen off people's radar for a little bit as far as being injured. If he's down there, eighth round or so, pluck him quick. I'm telling you right now because he going to be healthy. They're going to bring a physical attitude to this team with Dan Quinn. And I'm telling you, offensively, they're going to bounce back. Yeah, Julio Jones is a given top 10.
Clearly, he's going to be one of the top. He's going to
be the top wide receiver.
Three or four taken.
But I'm telling you, if you're looking for a wide receiver down towards the end of the draft, you see Roddy White's name, pluck him quickly. Yeah. And then we're moving on to the Saints. Drew Brees, I mean, Drew Brees is easy. He's going to be a top five quarterback, top 10 fantasy quarterback, easy.
Yeah, he's going to move the chains.
He's going to move the chains. Sleeper pick, if you look for somebody, hit up Brandon Cooks. Another guy who was injured last year, fell off the radar a little bit, but has speed to kill. He's going to get targets, and that's what you want. You want somebody who's getting targets.
How do you think the running back situation is going to play out fantasy-wise? Because that does – it's
– fantasy-wise, I would stay away from both. Unless you're at the tail end of the draft, you're just kind of looking for pieces for, you know, some backups here and there. I would actually take C.J. Spiller over Mark Ingram only because C.J. Spiller's getting catches.
Yeah.
We know he's going to get catches, and he will occasionally get carries, and he has the speed to take it to the house whenever he gets the ball in his hands. So he is probably your better bet at running back if you pick him between those two.
Okay.
But I would not pick any of the two high. I'm telling you that now. Tampa Bay, Doug Martin. Pick him in like the fourth round or so. Third or fourth round. If you're looking for a back who's going to get
– second back.
I'm telling you, if you're looking for a three-down back, he's going to be one. Give him the ball. He's going to get catches out of the backfield because Jameis Winston will be checking down from time to time quite a bit because he is a rookie, still learning the game. Doug Martin is that dude. Now, you can't go wrong with Vincent Jackson or Mike Evans. I mean, they 2 6'5" guys. But, again, you're dealing with a rookie quarterback, so you got to tamper your expectations.
Yeah.
I would not pick them high, but they have the potential to go off. So it's going to be tough. I'd say fourth, fifth round for both of them.
Yeah, and you can see Mike Evans having a nice second season.
Absolutely. And tight end-wise, their tight end – if you're looking for a tight end who could potentially be a one, look at their tight end, Austin Jenkins. The man has athleticism. He's about 6'6", 6'7", huge guy, huge target. And Jameis Winston, again, is a rookie. He's going to be looking to the tight ends. He's going to be looking down to the running backs. Use that to your advantage. And then you move on to Carolina. Jonathan Stewart, pick him. Pick him. Another one who's going to be a three-down back. That's what you want in NFL and in fantasy. You want somebody who you know is going to get the rock. He's going to get the rock.
They're going to mix it up. They still got Tolbert and whatnot. But he's not a competition no more.
No. They know he's the dude. So if you fourth round or so, you're looking for another running back, pluck him. And then if you're looking for, hey, Kelvin Benjamin, nice piece.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for a wide receiver. I know they added the rookie Devin Funches. They still got Greg Olsen. But you can't teach size. The kid has a year under his belt, put up pretty decent numbers last year. I expect him to improve on those numbers. And, hey, touchdowns, baby.
How you think Cam is going to do? You think he'll bounce back? Because he was I had him last year, and it was just it was headache season.
He'll be okay. I would pick him more so to be your backup quarterback as opposed to your starter. But pick him knowing that he has potential to be your starter because he does run.
Yeah.
And he can run for touchdowns. So that, again – gets him in the little bonus category. So
yeah,
there you go. Fantasy for you for the NFC South.
All right. Then we head over to the AFC South. How it played out. Colts 11-5.
Easy.
Lost to the Patriots in the AFC Championship. But as you said, last week, you got Andrew Luck, clearly top three quarterback.
Easily.
Just leading this team. I like the weapons that they've added, bringing in Frank Gore.
They might have had the best offseason.
Veteran guy, and then Andre Johnson.
Another veteran guy who just all he does is make plays. Yes,
added T.Y. Hilton. So they ready to make that next step.
Yes.
What you think about the Colts?
Loved the moves they made in the offseason. The only questionable move they made that I didn't make that didn't make sense was the addition of what's the kid's name? Is it Philip Dorsett, the wide receiver?
Yeah, yeah.
That one didn't make sense to me. But besides that, I mean, I guess he adds another explosive playmaker to your team. Running back wise, now you have a legit, finally a legit three down running back that Andrew Luck can rely on.
Well, they're not going to three down back him when he's that old. But well, he's reliable, you
absolutely.
Know. The guy has played in big games, and if you block right, he's going to make something happen.
Andre Johnson, another veteran presence in there, mm-hmm. can make clutch plays, very similar to Reggie Wayne. He's going to catch basically anything thrown in his direction.
He's hungry.
And you see he chose to stay in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when he played them Texans, it's a wrap, son. I'm putting up stupid numbers just to show you I still got it. So, I mean, I expect them to take another step this season. Their question mark will be and always has been their defense.
Yeah.
They still have some pieces back there. You know, you still got DeQuell Jackson at linebacker. You got Mike Adams in the safety role. But pass rusher-wise, I don't know if Robert Mathis is going to be the same.
Yeah.
You just don't know coming off that the injury. So that's my question for them. Where the pass was going to come? They drafted a cat Bajorn Warner out of Florida State a couple years ago. He hasn't really panned out as a pass rusher. They need somebody who can get after the quarterback, and they really don't have one.
Yeah.
But Andrew Luck is so good that he can carry this team easily.
Yeah, he's been doing it.
He's been doing it, so easy.
Oh, yeah. So for schedule-wise, it looks like the AFC South will be playing
the AFC West. No, they just play Denver. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, they deal with the NFC South, and they're playing. They play the AFC East.
Mm.
So you know they got a nice.
They got a decent schedule.
Yeah, the middle of the range. You got week 6, New England, 7, New Orleans, 8, Carolina,
8 at Denver.
Yeah.
Then you got at Atlanta. And they got at Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah, week 13. Mm. But they got it easy down the stretch.
Yeah.
You know, playing all the division and Miami thrown in there. They could make a nice run toward
absolutely.
The end of the season.
Absolutely. They just got to stay afloat. If they can win, you know.
They can get these knockout these wins early.
Yeah, if they can win, maybe they can go 2-2 between that New England-Denver schedule that they mm-hmm. have. They'd be good.
Yeah, got a bye week at week 10. So mm-hmm. they go in looking pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
About 9 games, you win about 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come out 6-3 headed into the bye week. You know, it's going to be looking good for them.
I can see them repeating 11-5 yeah. and then 11-12 games.
I can see that, too.
I can see that.
But yeah, they nice, man. I'm ready to see them continue to move forward.
Absolutely.
Then you had the Texans at 9-7. Who got some crappy news. This past week with Arian Foster.
Yeah.
Having a groin injury. I guess he had to read some weird. I just didn't sound, you know, it sounded painful as hell.
Mm.
And then be like, oh, let me hold my groin. God, that sounds hurtful.
Yeah.
He supposedly, you know, maybe back early, but it sounds like with good 6 to 8 weeks, you ain't getting it back for a while.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but now that just puts more pressure on this team. Especially on this defense to perform. They really didn't do anything quarterback wise to improve. They added Brian Hoyer, which ain't saying much. you still have Ryan Mallett, who we don't know, you know, really how well he can play.
Yeah.
Even dating back to his time at with New England, we still don't know what he can really do. He played a little and then got hurt, so we, you know, that's a question mark. Now you don't really have a running back.
Yeah, that's which is going to hurt.
Which
I mean,
is really going
to
hurt.
You got Cecil Shorts, and they're hoping DeAndre Hopkins continues to make the leap.
Absolutely. He showed great development last year.
Mm-hmm.
They added Jalen Strong, another wide receiver out of Arizona State. Tight end-wise, they don't really have one.
Nah.
Offensively, I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
It's just a big question mark. I know defensively they'll probably be fine. You got the best defender in the league in J.J. Watt.
Yeah, who makes everything happen.
Who can do anything. Yeah. The man's been...
I sack, I intercept, I score touchdowns.
I can hit home runs. I can... he can do everything. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He's just a beast. You still got Brian Cushing in there. If Jadeveon Clowney can get healthy, we shall see.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the microfracture surgery, that's always scary.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, because I don't think... Is he in training camp right now?
Think so.
Okay. Because he needs it. I think he missed all of training camp.
He basically missed all of last season.
Yeah.
Basically. So
he's going to need some training camp to get that going. You know, and they got the new head coach, Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. He did a pretty decent job last year. Mm-hmm. Wasn't bad.
No, 9-7 is not bad.
Absolutely not.
Now, will they do better than 9-7?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I honestly don't think so. I see them regressing a game or two, maybe to 8-8. 7-9, only because Arian Foster is gone.
Yeah,
I mean, you have no running game to rely on whatsoever. So, I mean, you can't do anything. I mean, you don't have a legit quarterback to take pressure off the running game, and you don't have any running game to take pressure off your quarterback. So, stay away from their offense at all fantasy costs. Don't draft nobody. Yeah. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, you can draft later.
Yeah, and I see some people, you know, taking those and the Alfred Blue since.
I mean, you can take Alfred Blue, but again, we don't know how Bill O'Brien's going to use him. He comes from the Bill Belichick tree, which you already know is a fantasy headache. So I'm like, it wouldn't surprise me if he's using 2-3 running backs.
So,
you know, please tamper your expectations for this offense in fantasy land. Please.
Yeah, schedule-wise, they don't really have much until after week 9 bye. I think they play Indy week 5.
At Miami.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. But after that, come on, they got Cincinnati, Jets, Orleans. Saints, mm-hmm. The Bills, and New England, and then the Colts.
Mm.
So that's a rough patch.
Yeah,
coming off the bye week, so that may hinder their chances of getting in the playoffs.
Absolutely,
But we'll see how that go.
Yeah,
and then from there it drops off
substantially.
Yeah, that's how it feels. But you know. Going to the Jacksonville Jaguars, finished ugly 3-13.
Mm. I mean, look, I expect improvement from this team from last year to this year. They basically started from scratch last year. I mean, you had a rookie quarterback, Blake Bortles. They had, drafted wide receiver. You know, he had Marquise Lee, had Allen Robinson. He got hurt. They had no tight end. Defensively, they really wasn't doing anything. So, I mean, it just... The whole team was just really starting from scratch all over again. They made some decent moves in the offseason. You added Julius Thomas.
Take some
pressure off the young man. Give him another weapon. From what I've heard, Allen Robinson has been looking good in training camp. So wide receiver, another wide receiver, another piece. I like the addition of TJ Yeldon out of Alabama. It's going to be their 3-down back, so I think that's going to be good for them. Take some pressure off the quarterback. I think they're going to be better. I'm not saying they're going to be great. I mean, I still expect them to be, 5 wins, six wins at best. They're going to struggle.
Julius Thomas is probably going to get, a ton of targets. I don't know how his fantasy – well, clearly I don't know if he's getting that rate of touchdowns.
He's a risk, only because you just don't know with a young quarterback. You expect them to – basically eat up all the targets. But then again, once that happens, guys are going to focus on him consistently and take him away. So he's going to have to use other weapons. So then, it's a roll of the dice with Julius Thomas. Does he have the ability? Absolutely. I saw it firsthand myself as a Broncos fan. Mm-hmm. But the man can't block for shit. Mm-hmm. That was basically the reason Denver wasn't willing to toss him all that dough.
Because
he can't block. So... that's going to play a factor in it. But, I mean, fantasy-wise, he's still an elite tight end.
Yeah.
So.
It's just, I don't expect what he did last season to put up.
Exactly. He ain't playing with Peyton Manning anymore, folks. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, and it was, sad to hear what basically sound like Justin Blackmon is just done.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but I wish him the best, man. Wish him the best of luck in the future. Man had all the skills to be a great wide receiver. Showed promise when he did play in the league, but the drugs, man, takes over your brain.
Yeah. Schedule for them, they got a rough back-to-back week 3 and 4. at New England, at the Colts by week 8. They got Baltimore week 10, Chargers week 12. And then, then you got week 14 through 16. You got versus the Colts, at Atlanta, at New Orleans. You know, don't really expect much. I hope they do improve a little bit, but Jaguars just have some bad luck.
Yeah.
And they weren't even the worst team in their division last year. That goes to the Tennessee Titans, who finished 2-14, hoping for some luck this year. You know, added Marcus Mariota. Mm-hmm. You know, after some time and working contract crap out, you know, he's finally there. Yes, I don't know what to expect from them.
Yeah. I mean, Tennessee, I expect them to be another terrible team. I like Marcus Mariota, though. I think he will be the best quarterback out of this draft. I think he's going to be better than Jameis Winston. That's just my personal opinion. But they're still not going to be great. Running back-wise, they don't really have much. You got Bishop Sankey, but, I mean, he really didn't do much of anything last year.
You got Harry Douglas. Atlanta, Justin Hunter at their wide receiver. It just kind of, Kendall Wright, but not, Hakeem Nicks. Just not much really went on.
Exactly.
With this team.
Exactly. So, I mean, you still got Kendall Wright, who should be better. Mm-hmm. They added Dorial Green Beckham.
Yep.
Big dude, but as a rookie, doesn't really expect him to do much. Delonte Walker.
He was okay. The one bright spot for him last year.
Yeah,
he'll
be okay.
Clutch for a brother.
But I don't expect him to duplicate those numbers. But again, you don't know. I mean, we have a rookie, so another. I tend to shy away from players who are playing with rookies, young quarterbacks, only because you just don't know what's going to happen. It'd be one thing if it's a Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, something like that, where you know the ball's coming accurately, you know dudes is going to get it on time and all that stuff. With these guys, we don't know. So defensively, they've got a couple pieces on defense, but not a whole lot to work with there. It's going to be another long season for Tennessee, unfortunately.
Yeah. So looking at this division, how it plays out, I don't know about you. I don't see this changing, really. I mean, do you see it would just be – do I see the Titans doing better than the Jags? And that's a damn coin toss.
No, I don't see the Titans doing better than the Jacksonville Jaguars. I just think that since Jacksonville has a quarterback that at least has a year under his belt, again, they added the Julius Thomas. You added the running back. So they have some nice pieces, young pieces they can work with. Whereas Tennessee, I mean, you got the quarterback, but running back, wide receivers, besides Kendall Wright, you don't know. Tight end is okay. I mean, there's not a lot there. So I expect it basically, like you said, to stay exactly the same.
Okay.
I have doubts.
Yeah, that's how it go. But yeah, I mean, Colts are going to compete for a first round bye. Texans probably could have made a nice run for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I just think with Arian Foster out that long, I think that just really kills their chances. Jags should be improved. Probably can add another 3 wins. Mm-hmm. Titans, I wouldn't be shocked if they went 2-14 again.
Absolutely.
Man. So you got any fantasy goodness for the AFC South?
Fantasy goodness, I mean, as far as AFC South goes, Indy, Andrew Luck's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I mean, between him and Aaron Luck, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, take your pick as the number one quarterback. Mm. That's pretty simple.
Okay.
I think Frank Gore can be a nice piece if you pick him up later rounds in the draft. Yeah. I think he'd be a solid piece. I think Andre Johnson's going to be a nice wide receiver teaming up with Andrew Luck. They're going to throw the ball a lot. So he's going to get a lot of targets.
Yeah, I do. I agree with that.
So I would say, fourth, fifth round for him. If he's up there, snatch him. As far as Houston, again, just like I kind of said, if you see DeAndre Hopkins maybe later on, seventh, eighth round-ish, go ahead and snatch him. But stay away from everybody else on that team offensively.
Cause hey, are you going to be one of the people, would you take a chance on Foster late? If he falls to like – would he be one of the dudes you like, I'm going to stash him for later on in the
only season? Time I'd pick him only because roster spots are valuable. So mm-hmm. I'm only picking him with like maybe my last two picks. Mm. Maybe.
I actually think he'd be gone by that.
I mean, if he's gone at that point, you can do what you want, but he's going to miss at least half the season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand he could make a difference later on in the playoffs, but then again, that's if you make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I need players that are going to help me get to the playoffs, and unfortunately, I'm one of those kind of guys, if you ain't helping me, you're hurting me. So I got to get rid of you. I need the spot. Yeah. Plus, you got dudes that we don't know that are going to just pop up on the scene and who are going to get picked up first day because it's like, oh, he had a great first game, and then he's never going to do anything else for the rest of the season. It happens every season. So, you know, if you're going to pick Arian Foster with, like, your last pick, do it. If he's available, take him. But if you don't use, like, your sixth, seventh pick on him, that just don't make no sense.
Hell no. Yeah, fools be taking risks like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man. So, there you go, y'all. First batch of division previews out the way. The AFC, NFC South. We'll be getting more into that next week. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, get into some NFL news, some NBA news as well, and get into our awards. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
From my heat and sleep deep in the green pasture. Mean rapper, fuck is you looking at? Fuck a autograph, nigga, fuck is a crooked cat. Look at that, where you get them pants from? Look at that, where you get that dance from? I don't dance with niggas, I take trips, flip shit in advance on niggas. This is anti-bitch boy, rat niggas fall back. This is the verse that niggas could never call whack. The illest nigga in Nebraska, I'm Method Man. Clown nigga, yellow leather, weapon fam. And I smoke a lot too. Coke on black shirts, make polka dots true. Y'all get it later. Peabody the great, but it get greater. Fuck with it. No snaps in the Petro. I'm a master card pawn, you just a metro. Straight train fare, not believing your chain wear. Coke blow, nose glow, nigga, the rain gear. On my grind, sometimes I'll be rocking. Step to your home, big sket, weapon is chrome. No slot, 6 minute, Dougie fresh on the phone. Listen, dad be quick, dad be nimble. You strap but you whack, cause you sat with your back in the window. I'm Chow Yun Fat Rap, cats in your temple. Stay in your lane, plain and simple.
Yes.
I dedicate this to the 85ers, wholeheartedly ham, stage diving Mercedes drivers. I will pop you black, the big head scientist writing this, that Yaku rap. See you in hell.
Welcome back to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
You want to share your thoughts about the AFC and NFC South, how you think it's going to play out. These are one of your teams. Let us know what you expect from your team for this season. Hit us up, thebrotherslayman at gmail.com, on Twitter, at brotherslayman, or leave us on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. If you thought we were too harsh on your team, let us know. If you think we are crazy that your team's going to be that good, hey, let us know that too. Holla at us. If you got any questions about the fantasy, let me know. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, we're getting into it.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to stick it with the NFL, getting some NFL news right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at what I got. I got to talk about my man who finally got his paycheck.
Pay me my money.
Russell Wilson.
What?
Signs him a 4-year, $86.7 million extension with the magic number $60 million guaranteed.
Six. Good Lord, show me the money.
Damn right.
Show me the money.
What? 60 million guaranteed. Well, Ciara ain't never gonna have to dance again in her life.
I know he lying. Did you get some for at least for that chat? Did you get a little head at least? I know y'all not having sex. You get a little.
Nope, saving it for marriage.
Yes. She just had a kid, so I'm sure she ain't rushing having sex.
Oh, man.
Hey. That situation, Jesus
Christ. Hey, but happy for the brother.
Yeah, I mean, he got his $20 million. You know, he got 60 guaranteed. They took care of him. So now, of course, you know, this is what happens. Glad Seattle got his ring, back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. And this is now when money becomes tight.
Yep. Because now you've paid everybody. Mm-hmm. They paid Errol Thomas. They paid Richard Sherman. They paid who my boy?
Marshawn Lynch some cash.
Marshawn Lynch some cash. You just paid Russell Wilson. They kept Bobby Wagner.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
So now, since they all getting paid, mm-hmm. I wants to get paid. Mm-hmm. Cam Chancellor's like, fuck this. If you don't pay me, I ain't playing.
Yeah, he wants more guaranteed money.
What? Look, bruh, we'll take care of you at another time. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I mean,
I get it because he is. I mean, when you look at their team, he is like the defensive enforcer. Yeah. Like he's the dude who is laying the hits on dude, setting the tone. Like you ain't coming through the middle. I dare you come here again, and I'm gonna knock your helmet off.
Yeah,
I mean he sets the tempo for that D at times. So it's hard to say not to pay him, but at the same time, when we've just paid everybody. But this is half the problem when you got all these dudes on, like, rookie contracts and things like that. Because yeah. You got to pay everybody and you ain't got enough for everybody.
You know, to me, I feel like once cats get that Super Bowl ring,
yep.
It's like, hey, I got it. I need to get paid.
Yep.
So I hope that works out, man. But, yeah, this is part of the issue with that.
Mm.
Another person who got paid, Redskins offensive linebacker Ryan Kerrigan. Got him a 5-year, 57.5 extension.
He's earned it. I mean, he and Brian Arakpo were supposed to be a freaking tandem of pass rushers, but Ryan Kerrigan is the only one who's been able to stay healthy. He's been the one consistent cornerstone for that Redskins defense over the past few years, so I was glad to see him get rewarded for his play. He deserves it. He's a Pro Bowler. Pay that man.
Yep. On some other good news, this could probably be a Norris Award candidate. Chiefs strong safety Eric Berry, cancer-free. Participating in training camp.
That's what's up.
He was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in December. Didn't know how his career was going to turn out. But
yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, man. Good. But cancer-free. Congratulations, man.
Absolutely.
And see you back doing your thing. So I'm happy about that.
Absolutely. Even though I got to play against you now, I'm very happy that you beat cancer. That's always a promising thing. When people beat cancer, that's what's up.
Yep. And then the news starts to go down a little bit. I saw DeSean Jackson's out a few weeks with a sprained shoulder.
Mm.
May not be that bad, but you're just like,
talking all that whip wop.
God, this is part about.
And then you got this stupid show on BET.
Oh, you does?
Some nonsense. Everybody got a damn reality show now.
I see Tiger got a show.
He got a reality show, and it's terrible. I watched 5 seconds of it, and it was just like, I got to turn this shit off, man.
Yep.
But. You know, I wish him the best. I mean, he feels nobody in the league can guard him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's got skills, though. I ain't going to say the
no,
man.
No,
he's got skills. But so,
I hope for that for their sake they have a bounce back season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cowboys are, quote, getting a little frustrated with Darren McFadden and his hamstring injuries. He's not on the field yet. You know, John's giving me that look like, damn.
Like, what the hell did they expect when they signed this fool who has played a whole season once? And that was last year when he put up career lows in numbers. So I'm just saying, like, the man has never been healthy. You really signed him like, yeah, we banking on the fact he gonna stay healthy. The one thing he can't do
right.
is stay healthy. So, I mean, the fact that they're getting frustrated,
well,
you should be frustrated with yourselves for signing him anyway.
Yeah, for not keeping DeMarco Murray, which you should have done.
And, I mean, you got Joseph Randle, who they've been pumping up. That's my dude. And he has just been talking mad shit. He talks a lot of smack. So, I'm just like, hey, you better back up that talk,
Well, he's
boy.
Just happy because he got that old line. That's why he's like, all right, look what they did.
Let me tell you something. Let me say something, though. The O-line may be the best in football as of right now, but it still comes down to how they play on the field, number one. Number two, can he find them holes?
Yeah.
And number three, can he capitalize on them holes? So, and this is a guy who stole underwear. So, I mean.
Right.
I'm not really taking him very seriously until I see him on the field.
Oh, yeah. And one more thing. Something that's – one of the big ones is going to get – I'm going to say that one for – because they are getting serious at war for that. But league upholds a four-game suspension for Tom Brady. Robert Kraft got a little in his feelings a bit. And that press conference was like, excuse me, Belichick. I'm going to come on. I have some things I want to say. Basically like, man, fuck the league. Fuck Goodell. I didn't complain. I just took the hit. Thought y'all would basically be
take care of my boy.
Right. Basically, I didn't complain about the draft picks and the money because I figured, okay, well, you know, y'all will wipe it off and we'll be good to go. But y'all didn't. So what the hell?
This whole situation with the Deflategate is really getting out of hand. It's getting so ridiculous and stupid. Roger Goodell has lost control. That's what it seems like. I'm like, you got Tom Brady's personal emails coming out now.
Yeah, they didn't have some personal email with a little shot about
Peyton Manning and all this.
That's your personal email.
Exactly.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
Like, good God, it's what's private anymore?
Right.
So plus
he took a shot at like, oh, yes, the dude is not a damn golden boy.
Plus you got the whole issue where I guess they quote unquote didn't tell Tom Brady he would be punished if he didn't give up his info. And all this other stuff. Yeah,
tossing the cell phone, which is like, it's kind of suspicious.
It's just so, it's so stupid.
Yeah,
because
I'm
done with it.
I thought it would be two games. I thought it would go drop to two, and then I was going to really see if Tom Brady was going to be like, oh, well, that's not enough. But when they kept it, I was like, wow. Oh, I didn't expect that.
And you got some players at this point who are now just like, dude, just take the fucking four games. We're just tired of hearing about this crap. We just want to put it behind us.
Yeah,
we're done.
It took a long time. You know, you're hearing on radio. Jesus. Well, if they just hurry up and make an announcement, it'll go away. I was like, yeah, if they make the announcement, that's beneficial to Tom Brady.
Exactly.
But they were like, they made the announcement. Now he's going to go to court. You know, Robert Kraft, you was going to really like, oh, so if you knew that, you was going to fight. You got caught with some shit again. Yes, you taking the mill. Yes, you losing some picks.
First
you was going to lose. Honestly, I think if he challenged that, they was going to lose that too.
Yeah.
But it's.
It is August. I wonder if this thing's going to dwell into December.
Well, the question is now, I guess if he takes it to court, I guess it's still open so he can start the season. I know he was getting some first team reps. I know the backup now is.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, he's getting some first team reps. It's just like, win, because, you know.
Winning cures
for fantasy,
all.
For a fantasy player, we're just like, bruh, when am I drafting you? You know, it's almost like if you take Brady, you better make sure you get you a solid backup for
them
four games.
Absolutely.
He will miss them four games at some point.
Yes.
I would prefer it to be in the front end.
As most fantasy players would.
Yeah. I'm sure for the Patriots. I mean, Patriots.
Don't get suspended during playoff week.
Yeah. Don't be like, oh, well, you fought it, and now it goes to week 10, and you lost. So now you out like, nah, man, just take it. I mean.
Just take it and take the month off.
Yeah, you don't like it. It's just this whole Roger Goodell thing. He was doomed either way.
But I guess he doesn't want it. If he accepts the penalty, he's, in a sense, admitting guilt.
Yeah.
So.
Now fight it then if you're going to fight it.
Yeah, but I'm just tired of hearing about it.
Yeah. No, it seems like it's never go away. I mean, Jesus. The funny thing is, when it happened, it was almost like. Like a chart with like a heartbeat to me, where it was like when it happened, it had this big rumbling and then it just disappeared.
Yeah, right?
It's
for
like,
months.
Oh, it ain't no big deal.
For like two, three
months.
Why
are we making a big deal out of it? It's just deflated balls.
And now it's
and
like,
now,
ugh.
Like, now it's still going on over some balls. And
6 months later.
Yeah. In a game that he blew them the fuck out when it got corrected.
That's why I don't understand it. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, I heard they tried to bring Baltimore up. Like, they passed information to the coach. They were like, we didn't know shit.
We out of this.
Yeah, don't
put
this on.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Oh, that's great.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Like,
Don't you do that. We ain't in this.
That ain't us.
That ain't us. No. That's them.
Well, they say my name Bennett. I ain't in it.
Leave me be.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
On to some NBA news because, you know, we got to talk about it.
Even if it's the most minuscule little thing.
All right.
Uh-oh. What happened?
D'Angelo Russell doing something spectacular.
That stupid half court, that three quarter shot.
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. And funny thing is, I was reading it on Twitter about that. First comment underneath was a bust. It's like, dang, people are just going in.
People want to be right. It's that whole I want to be right. Way, if he's a bust, like, I called it.
I told you.
But Phil Jackson, oh, well, Duke players don't pan out.
Well,
like, okay.
I told y'all when Phil became GM, I was like, he green at this. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how this is going to work. And clearly we're seeing the results.
Yeah. The news that was kind of sucky, Dante Exum suffered a torn ACL while playing for Australia, and it looks like he may actually be out the whole season.
That sucks, man. Like,
damn, bro. I mean, Utah, he started playing a little well toward the end of the season, you know, as the starting point guard. You know, it's just like, damn it.
Yeah,
you hate seeing young guys hurt, missing this amount of time. Like, fuck, here we go, you know.
Absolutely.
I like Utah, man. I like their talent. I want to see them improve. It's just, you know, I guess I mean Trey Burke is going to start, which everybody's like, oh, no.
I mean, they made great strides at the end of the season. You still got, you know, Rudy Gobert. You still got, Derek Favors.
Yep,
you
Gordon
still
Hayward.
Got Gordon Hayward. Still got Alex Burke.
Mm-hmm. They got some
they
talent.
They got talent there. And Trey Burke isn't terrible.
No, but you know.
But he's not great. I mean, size-wise, he is limited. He's just going to have to, basically just have to show improvement. Dante Exum was their, I want to say their best defensive point guard.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
he was still a young guy, still coming into his own. So.
Yeah, he came out, I think he was 19 mm-hmm. or 20. So, you know, you want to see him go in the second year with the rookie bug out and see him improve. It's just a setback.
Yeah, and I guess the bright side of it, but at least the silver lining is he's only 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's still young, that he can come back from this injury, especially with the advancements we have in technology and medical science nowadays. I'm sure he can make not a speedy recovery, but a recovery nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Per sources, Marquise Morris wants out of Phoenix.
I saw this coming when they traded his brother.
Yeah, you just like, but I'm still like, dude, like your team is solid. Clearly there's some issues going on in Phoenix because, I mean, yeah, Bledsoe feeling some kind of way, Dragic feeling some kind of way.
I'd hate to say this, and I don't know if this is true or not, but this almost seems like an unhealthy relationship between brothers. It's like y'all can't do nothing apart.
Yeah.
From each other. I'm like, elite. I'm like, Robin Lopez and Brooke Lopez been playing a part. You know, we're playing together all the time and at Stanford and got drafted in two totally different places. Yeah. And they've been fine.
Yeah, the Gasol brothers.
Even, you got Drew Holiday and his brother.
What's the name? Oh, you got the dudes from the twins from Kentucky. One of them made the league. Got
the Harrison twins?
Yeah.
One's at Memphis.
Round, the other one
one's at Charlotte.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't always going to play with your brother, man. Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I mean, they paid y'all.
Look at Seth Curry.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, his brother's the star, and he's kind of, you know, whatever.
Because the thing is, didn't they trade for the brother to begin with? I think they drafted Markieff, and then they ended up trading for his brother.
I believe so.
At some point, it was like, all right. Then they gave y'all the contract. That was cool. And it was like, all right, this business move. And now it comes off like, oh, you traded my brother? Now I won't be here.
Yeah. And it's like
where are you going to go?
Dude. Where do you want to go? Detroit with your brother? I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, at some point, grow up.
You got a good situation. Yeah. Phoenix has a nice young roster right now. They are looking like they ready to get into the playoffs.
Yes.
You know, you have an opening because there really isn't much scoring at the 3-4 with them. You know, I mean, he played a lot better than I thought he would.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, Tyson. Go in there and give him a hug. Just be like, exactly. Dude, calm down.
It's
going to
be fine. You can call your brother on the phone. You can text him.
It out on the other teams.
Skype.
Yeah. Y'all are still kicking
Jesus
shit.
Christ. Yeah.
I know you talked about with Phil Jackson. I liked him getting Kevin Seraphin.
That wasn't a bad deal. I mean, look, Phil hasn't made terrible moves this offseason.
This offseason hasn't been.
It hasn't been terrible. It hasn't not been terrible. No. I mean,
it wasn't a home run, but you know, that's, it got some nice singles. You got some people on base.
You added Aflalo. You added Derek Williams. You added Robin Lopez. You got Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you added Seraphin. You added size. You added some good size. Some defense on the wing. I mean, we knew everybody and their mama wanted to go and line up to go to New York. I mean, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's taking steps and showing improvement and that he's learning. Because, I mean, early on, it looked like he knew what the hell he was doing. But at this point, you can kind of see his vision of what he wants to do and put together with that team.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the improvement in Phil Jackson. But again, it is New York. It's the Knicks. It's Spike Lee. It's all that. So you're going to have – I mean, he's going to have to turn it around sooner than later.
Yeah, I mean, he will be.
Real, that's just real talk.
Mm-hmm. Some other little – short signings and whatnot. The Heat traded Shabazz Napier to the Magic for a protected second round pick. Going that fast.
Going that quick. He was LeBron. That's who LeBron won. Let's pick him in the first round. Oh, LeBron ain't come back. Let's get rid of him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, jeez.
Now that he's gone, let's get some.
Yeah, we don't care. We only picked you because LeBron. That's what it seems like. You picked him because LeBron liked him.
Yeah.
And now he'll be a backup in Orlando. Yeah. At least he ain't got to move far.
No, that's real. The Cavs traded Brendan Haywood and Mike Miller and 2 second-round picks to the Blazers for trade exceptions. So I'm like, oh, so, you know, I'm sure Mickey Arison like, oh, so when I got rid of Mike Miller, you had a big stink. But now they traded them for some trade exceptions. Oh, or was that just you who did that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know, I was like, oh, Mike Miller gone. I guess we don't give a fuck this year.
Well, we got Richard Jefferson take his place.
I don't know why he didn't play. Hey, Mike Miller, look, straight up, go back to Memphis. To me, you shouldn't have left. You shouldn't have left, Memphis in the first place. You was getting run.
You were in a good situation. Yep.
You'll
get some run now with Portland.
Your best time. I think Portland gonna wave both of them if they haven't already.
I don't think they have yet.
But yeah, if I'm Mike Miller, go back. If he gets waived or released,
you going back to Cleveland?
Hell no, dude. And I can do what? Like, sit behind James Jones?
Yes. Get me a ring.
Then go to Memphis. Get you know. At least you'd be more of an impact player.
Go Spurs. Get a ring.
He could. Hey. I seen what he can do in the playoffs.
Hey, he could take Bellinelli's spot.
Yeah. He can give you 10 minutes, quality minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nice shooter. Mm-hmm. You know, can't
get enough
have
of
one of them.
I was about to say, never have enough of those.
Speaking of the Blazers, Wesley Matthews said the Blazers never made an offer or expressed interest in bringing him back.
That's kind of
wow.
I mean, so clearly they were going in. It looks like they were going in the direction of we going in a youth movement because it didn't seem they made very much effort to keep LaMarcus Aldridge. They clearly didn't make an effort to keep Wesley Matthews. They traded off Nicholas Batum. So clearly it was like, all right, we rebuilding. Let's just start.
I think it's
let's build around Damian Lillard.
I think it's just a lot of domino effect. But maybe they realized, maybe they felt like their team was at peaked. You know, I honestly think when they knew that LaMarcus Aldridge was leaving, I think they were like, okay, we're going to have to really make a decision. Because clearly, you know, we already heard the assistant coach who got fired come out and say that they knew he wasn't coming back.
We got to look at the business aspect as
and
well.
You ain't paying Wesley Matthews no $15 million. Although he's been a great piece for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really turned his career around.
Absolutely.
In Portland, became a great locker room guy. And, you know, you can say he earned that money.
Yeah.
But I don't blame Portland for being like, dude, we don't want to pay you that much.
But the fact that they may express no interest at all, that's kind of like, really?
Yeah.
Like, y'all couldn't even entertain me with an offer or something.
Right. You could at least be like, we ain't paying you 14. We give you like 8.
But I guess from a marketing perspective, Damian Lillard is the easiest person to market around between the two of them.
Yeah, and this is one of the things you see with teams that if they're close and you're like, okay, clearly we peaked and we're not going to do it, start over.
Yeah.
None of this. Let's just be average. And
point guards are starting to become the wave of the future in the NBA. So.
Yeah, you can't be ninth.
Yeah.
We're a ninth or tenth best team in the West. Like that.
Yeah,
that's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
We got to get these picks, start over. So yeah, it's very interesting. I saw the Sixers traded Jason Thompson to the Warriors for Jared Wallace.
Yeah,
not much. This one was interesting. I know it's old. Gilbert Arenas was talking on Instagram about why LeBron won't be Kobe or MJ.
Because he lacked that whole selfishness to want to take over. Yeah. And
which was like, he's more, he doesn't want to do that. He's like, he's if he wanted magic. To put up 50, he could put up 50 whenever yeah. he wanted to. That's the only reason he won. Which I was like, because if you see the caption, you're like, oh great, what is it?
But
you're
it's like, a fair argument. It's a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people have always said he's more Magic than Jordan and Kobe.
Yeah, he's, I mean, basically
he likes to facilitate. Yeah,
he would be the true definition of a point forward.
To me, he is the prime example of what you would call an all-around player.
Yeah.
He can score, he can rebound, he can assist, he can set up, he can run the point, he can defend, he can shoot the three, he can do everything.
Yeah, we've seen. Basically, if you didn't know or you didn't want to chose to not believe, the finals should have let you know that this dude, if he has to do it,
he can
do it.
And he might be the best all-around player to ever play the game.
Could be.
I mean, when you talk about all aspects of the game. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, it's a great argument.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I was like, is he taking a shot at
I was like, Gilbert Arenas still around?
Yeah, I saw the thing where he went to some fair and he got kicked out because
he just kept winning. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, his kids got like 20 fucking.
It's not my animals. Fault. I can shoot. Yeah. Leave me alone.
And they were like, oh, you can't come back.
Why?
Because he basically won all the damn prizes. I was like, wow.
Sorry. So what are you going to ban all NBA players from coming to your fair?
Nah, but that was fair. Funny. That was funny. I was like, damn.
You didn't have to be greedy like that, bro. You could have just took 5.
Yeah, he could have. Like, just win a couple times. Like, your kids really gonna play with all these stuffed animals, bro?
Yes.
They're like, okay.
Oh man, that's great.
All right, y'all, let's get into this. We hadn't started to wrap up this news, so we can get into these awards for the week.
Yes, sir.
All right, as usual, we got to start off with the good stuff. Let's start with the Noice Award.
Noice.
Noice.
All right, what you got?
All right, so as far as the Noice Awards, let's see what I get it got. Excuse me. One Noice Award I'm giving to James Harden for getting that $200 million from All Day I Dream About Sex.
For
those of y'all who know the Killer Mike reference. But yeah, Adidas did pay him $200 million. I'm just like, hey, good for you, man. Good for you, because, I mean, hey, James Harden, remember when he came out of Arizona State, was sixth man, riding behind Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook for a while, got traded, you know, got to kind of take the reins of Houston, and he hasn't looked back since, and he has turned himself into, some would argue, the best shooting guard in the league right now, and hey, the man's earned it. And that nasty ass beard gives him marketability for whatever reason. But I mean, you know,
dig the beard. I guess
I'm happy for the brother. So you know, shout out to him. I was cool.
Show me the money.
Okay.
this other one was kind of a noise / what the fuck moment. we always say we hate when fans go overboard and become fanatical and get crazy, but it's always funny to see sometimes when fans take things literally.
Yeah.
So we have a Kansas City Chiefs fan who, you know, I know Chiefs fans and whatnot. If you're a fan of whatever team, most times in your division, you're going to shit on your team on the opposing teams in your division.
Yeah.
Well, this Kansas City Chiefs fan took that literally. He has decals posted of the Denver Broncos, San Diego Chargers, and Oakland Raiders in his toilet so that every day he goes to the bathroom, he can piss and shit on all three of them.
Wait, what? Explain that again?
He has decals of each team on the inside of his toilet. So every time I use the bathroom, I am pissing and shitting on all three of them teams, Denver, Oakland, and San Diego.
Oh, wow.
I personally was kind of like, what the fuck? Just only because it was Denver. But I thought it was great. I was just like, that's actually very creative. I thought that was very funny. I was like, that's kind of funny. I shit on these teams every day. So shout out to that Kansas City Chiefs fan because that had me laughing. That was funny.
Man, you gotta love fans, man. They just
folks, crazy.
We get into
stuff,
it,
man.
And people just do some silly shit as well. But hey, shit,
hilarious.
For me, my North Award is going out to Ronda Rousey.
Mm.
First off, for that damn 30-fold TKO, I'm just looking at her. What's her name? Beth Corella, who, you know, I heard the talk of, she was talking mad shit. Supposedly she made a suicide joke that on one hand, suicide ain't funny, but I guess somebody related to Ronda Rousey, closely related to Ronda Rousey, I believe, I'm not quoting it, but I believe had a suicide, one of them lost their life to suicide. Of course, she quickly apologized for that. But Ronda Rousey was like, this bitch talking mad shit. She really just trying to move up to get a quick fight. I don't like her. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to whoop her ass at home. Like, so she from Brazil. We going to fight in Brazil. And I'm kicking her ass.
In front of all her
what
family.
What did she do? Kicked your motherfucking ass within 30 seconds. And a TKO, because she's known for them submissions. She be on-barring your ass with the quickness. But she was like, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah, I saw the replays on YouTube. She just decked her. Like, she was just like, fuck this grabbing shit. She was just whopping her. And I was like, damn.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. I like me some Ronda Rousey. I dig the chick. I like what she's doing. I like what she's bringing to the sport.
Mm-hmm.
I told Chris the other day, it's going to get to the point with this Ronda Rousey and all this, you know, women starting to get into the UFC and they like to fight and everything, you are going to see, I'm telling you now, in the next 10, 15 years, you're going to see some domestic violence calls and it's going to be like, oh, the woman whooped his ass.
Yeah.
Beat his ass down. I submissioned his ass into telling me the truth. He told me he cheated and I beat that nigga's ass and threw him through a window. Like, God damn, okay.
Yeah, you got to do that. I mean, I'm looking at, she's 12-0, 9-0 submission. I mean, I'm looking at her last few fights. Her last one before that one, 14 seconds, first round, armbar submission. Before that one, TKO knockout, 16 seconds.
Yeah, they think they said the last three combined 68 seconds or something like that, some stupid number.
The one before that one, knockout, minute and six in the first round. You're like, God damn. I'm looking at it. I think this is like her last, I don't know if these are all her fights, but she got one that went past round one.
The girl's a beast. She's a monster. And it's messed up because, like I told Chris, messed up. She's a pretty girl, mm-hmm. at least to me. She's a pretty girl, and
yeah,
she can whoop your ass.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I know there was that talk of, is it bad for the sport? You know, folks are going to want to see people get knocked the hell out anyway. It is very Mike Tyson-ish where you're just like, if you don't leave when Ronda Rousey comes up, don't leave.
Yeah.
Use the bathroom, get all your food and shit first because you leave, you're going to miss something.
Yep.
But yeah, it does feel like I don't want to pay for that shit.
Yeah, at some point you want to see competition. I want to see you go 3-4 rounds with somebody who can actually legitimately beat you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to, you know, because I'm not paying $75 to see Ronda Rousey beat anybody in 30-something seconds. I can just watch on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what happened. And it was like, oh, it happened. And what happened on my phone the next day, just look at it. And I was like, oh, I can see the whole 34 seconds.
The same thing with the Pacquiao Mayweather fight. You can see the whole thing on YouTube afterwards.
If you miss it, almost like wait a week, it'll be on HBO/Showtime next week.
And I surely will not be seeing that Berto Mayweather fight.
It's supposed to be his last fight.
He picked a fight he could win that he could just go out undefeated on.
Oh, that's
call
his
it
point.
A day.
And whatever. He knows that. That's what he's always done.
And he threw a shot at Ronda Rousey. What did he say? He was like, I ain't never seen no MMA fighter make, what did he say, 300 mil or something in 36 minutes or some Floyd Mayweather line.
Right. Like, I was like.
I'm money. I got money. That's basically his line. All he go back to. I got money. I got a lot of money. Good for you.
I mean, the thing is, like, in two different sports, boxing's been around a whole that longer. So, yes, it can make more money than fucking MMA. I'm like.
But I'm telling you one thing. If we out in the streets, it's MMA. This ain't no boxing. I love when cats fight and it's all just, you know, I'm going to box you. Like, what?
this is not boxing class, bro. I'm going to use trash cans and I'm going to kick and scratch. I'm going to do whatever I want. This is fighting. So I'm like, in a fight, just a fight, Ronda Rousey would beat the shit out of Floyd Mayweather. I'll tell you that right now. We just talking about just fighting. Now, if you want to talk about boxing, different story. Yeah. I'm sure Floyd could take her. But again, I don't want to see a Floyd Mayweather, Ronda Rousey fight just for the simple fact Floyd can't win that PR battle at all. He's damned if he wins. Nah, he's damned if he loses. Because if he wins, you're putting it. Clearly, you won. You're used to beating up women. Yeah. If you lose, you got beat up by a girl. You a punk. He can't win either way. So just Floyd, shut up.
He says that, but we know he ain't taking that fight.
Floyd, just keep your mouth shut. Just come on, man.
Yeah,
come on.
I know they trade jabs. I know she took a little jab at him during the ESPYs and whatnot.
How's it feel to lose to a girl? It's like, oh, Lord.
It's fun, but you know, I ain't thinking about that shit. I'm like, it's two different styles of fighting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, Ronda Rousey keeps continuing to kick ass. Mm. The one thing I did love is this quote she had, I guess, of people talking about her body not being feminine and whatnot. And this is what she said, which I love. Like, just because my body was developed for a purpose other than fucking millionaires doesn't mean it's masculine. I think it's femininely badass as fuck because there's not a single muscle on my body that isn't for a purpose because I'm not a do nothing bitch.
Woo.
Oh, snap.
Like, damn. I was like, Norse Award. I'm not a do nothing bitch.
I ain't no homemaker. I don't sit on my ass all day and do nothing. God put me on here for a reason. He put me on this earth for a reason. He built me up this way for a reason, and I'm showing you the reason because I'm whooping everybody's
just
ass.
Because my body was for a purpose other than fucking a millionaire. Like, damn. I mean, and I've heard her when she says, like, during, you know, with the photo shoots and all that stuff, she doesn't like doing that during training because, you know, she's like, I'm training and my body is, you know, I'm doing certain things to make sure my body is ready for a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, now outside of that, you know, that's when she, you know, will do the photo shoot to look more feminine and whatnot. Hey, I'm like, nigga, like that shit.
Yeah.
You know, we see the same thing, you know. Some of the same shit with Serena Williams,
mm-hmm.
who built as hell.
Mm-hmm.
She packing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she got guns, and some folk want to feel some kind of way. Like, look, if it ain't for you, then it ain't for you. Like, that's fine. If you like the little twiggy chicks, then fine with you. Like,
and Ronda Rousey she honestly didn't even have to respond because I'm like, let's just keep it 100. Anybody out there who's talking smack wouldn't last 2 seconds. In a fight with her.
Mm-mm.
They'd be knocked out quicker than you could believe. So
mm-hmm.
it is what it is.
Okay. Yeah, man, it's stupid. But yeah, shout out to her, man. She just be coming here kicking ass.
Mm-hmm. We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That's just that quick.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. And on, you know, we got to hand out some of everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Slow down. What the fuck? No! Fuck that.
All right, for mine. You knew it was coming.
Yep.
You knew we got to bring it up.
Yep.
Alden Smith, Niners offensive linebacker Alden Smith, was arrested on DUI, hit and run, and vandalism charges in Santa Clara. This was his third DUI since 2012. And within that 24 hours of that story coming out, Niners were like, that's it. We're letting you go. We can't deal with it no more. Like, Nick, what the hell? When this popped up on my phone, when I was like, wait a minute, didn't he just have something during last season?
I think they said he's been arrested 5 times in like the past 5 years or something like that. Some crazy number. I mean, he had the situation, was that LAX? Or was it when he was at the airport or something?
Yeah.
I guess he said bomb or something. I don't know what the heck happened. And it's just always something with him. It's very unfortunate. And it's kind of funny. I was talking to this with one of my friends yesterday, and I was just like, if I'm getting paid millions of dollars, I'm like, the first thing I'm investing in is a driver.
That's what we keep talking about.
I don't have to drive myself nowhere. I can get as wasted as I want, and I know I'll get home safe.
Look, you
want
to pay entourage niggas, you know, pay a dude. Like, your job is to drive me around. I don't care what you do with your life. If I need to call, I need to go somewhere, I need you to be here.
Or you can, kill 2 birds with 1 stone and get a buff driver and get a dude who could be your driver and security guard.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got the money. Pay the dudes.
Pay the dudes. It just, it avoids all of this. You're safe. Somebody else is driving the car. You ain't got to worry about any of that stuff. Oh,
so DUI and a hit and run.
And vandalism. I'm like, good God almighty. I don't understand these young kids, man. I don't understand. I personally thought Von Miller was kind of on the same path for a minute when he was getting in trouble with Denver, but he seems to have, you know, straightened himself out, knock on wood, absolutely. Yep. And he said he's going to talk to Aldon Smith. I know they've been close ever since they came in the league together, and I'm sure he's going to try to tell him, you know, dude, you got to get yourself together, man. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's at a point now, it's beyond football. I mean, his brother has a serious problem. He's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
He's an alcoholic. I mean, let's just call it what it is. He's an alcoholic, and he needs to seek help. Unfortunately, the 49ers are no longer helping him with that.
No.
He's going to have to do that on his own accord and look inside himself. The only thing that irks me is that everybody continues to go back and preach, well, Chris Carter hit rock bottom. I'm like, that was like 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, the fact that that is the only example that we pull from shows you that 9 times out of 10, he's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
What's
the man,
Josh Gordon?
Josh Gordon, done. Justin Blackman. Done. I mean,
look, and especially with the game of football,
yes,
fools will take your spot
quickly.
There are plenty of guys who want your spot.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, especially with this turnaround and only averaging like 3 years of playing, if you don't want to play, there will be somebody who will be like, "I'll play.
Mm-hmm. And I'll keep clean."
Mm-hmm. It's like this, nigga.
Yeah.
Stop it! I can't
chill,
take
man,
it anymore.
Chill. Like, dude, please, no more. Especially for I feel bad for Niner fans. This is like your team just crumbling like dust. Like it is just you fail.
I want to apologize.
Free falling.
Want to apologize to all 49er fans. KJ from the village. Sorry, brother. I am shitting on your Niners when we do our preview for them. I mean, good God. I mean, when you look at how many players they've lost in retirement, free agency,
dumb shit.
It's like they've lost half their team.
Yeah. It's like half the offense left because they were frozen and wanted to leave. Yeah, the defense, half of them
retired.
Either retired or they just like, you know what? I'm just going to ruin my life. I'm just going to do something stupid. Let's do something stupid today.
Oh, man.
He's
so,
like, dang. Like,
it's going to be a long season for the 49ers.
It is.
Very long.
It is. You know, but you still got Colin Kaepernick.
With no weapons? Oh, God. He's had weapons before. Now he got nothing. So do not pick him in fantasy land. Do not pick Colin Kaepernick in fantasy land.
He your backup at best.
Exactly. Oof.
All right, what you got?
All right, so for me, my what the fuck is going to Chip Kelly and him getting rid of another brother, if you want to call it. Traded Brandon Boykin to Pittsburgh, their slot cornerback, and it again raised the questions of why are you getting rid of all the good black players?
And again, that's what the thing is. It's not just you getting rid of black players. I'm like, you still got black players on your dog. It's just everybody who's a known player who's good, you getting rid of.
And and I'm not, don't get me wrong, people, I am not going to go as far as to call Chip Kelly a racist. I'm not going to do that. But it does raise an eyebrow when your two top receivers gone, your top running back gone, and these are Pro Bowl players.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Brandon Boykin wasn't a Pro Bowl player, but he was still a good player nonetheless. And to get rid of him, it almost seems like he has an issue with maybe the culture of the Young Brothers that he just can't mesh with. I don't know. And people can bring up the whole DeMarco Murray went to Philly. I'm like, DeMarco Murray got like $45 million of reasons to go to Philly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, he got Ryan paid.
Yeah, so, I don't know about the whole racist thing because it's not.
I'm not going to sit here and do that, but it My eyebrows are raising because my spider senses are tingling right now because I don't know what the heck's going on. It's weird.
Because what did he say afterwards? He didn't go fully there and calling it, but he was just like, he seems to be out of touch. Is not really a good communicator with his players. And, you know, people have said that there's not a lot of, you know, former Oregon players who are coming out and saying like, no, that's not the case.
Yeah.
They just, I'm like,
keeping my mouth shut.
I'm going to say nothing.
And you keep Riley Cooper. I mean, that's to me, and that's the issue that most people have. It's like you got, well, now four brothers who really, for all intents and purposes, never really did anything wrong.
Jeremy Macklin was
a great citizen, didn't do anything wrong. I mean, of course, DeSean Jackson, you know, comes from the hood and blah, 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 blah,
blah. Well, the thing was, John, you know, if you didn't want to keep DeSean Jackson.
That's understandable.
People got that. The way it was handled was kind of shitty.
It was terrible. LeSean McCoy can be mouthy. Yeah, he can be mouthy. He speaks his mind.
Yeah, but
again, he's a top three running back in the league. You just don't get rid of a top three running back in the league. You know, and you're getting rid of your slot cornerback now, but you're keeping this dude, this white dude, who sucks, who only thing he brings to the table is he blocks, and he dropped the N-bomb.
Yeah.
Now, I understand the circumstances. He was at a Kenny Chesney concert or whatever, country concert. I get it. All right? I'm not naive to the fact he was in a comfort zone and he felt comfortable spewing the N-word, dropping it. Fine. I understand that. But you got to deal with the repercussions that come with that. And the fact that it almost seemed like there were no repercussions for him. Mm-hmm. And then all this stuff is starting to happen now. It really, again, no, I'm not going to drop the R-bomb and call him a racist, but it does raise my interest a little bit as to what the hell is going on in there.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. I've seen looking over here now with Jimmy Johnson saying that this is it for him. He's got to produce. You know, he's got to win big. He's traded all these great players for guys who unfortunately are good but injured all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, if they stay injured.
I forgot to mention Nick Foles.
Yeah, if they stay injured, you're like, great. Then you stupid. Then you traded for hurt players. And it's like, you didn't know they was hurt to begin with? It feels like I can do whatever I want with whoever I want with this team, and we're going to win. And it's just like, all right.
And maybe that's the mind frame. I don't need stars to win. I don't need these big name players to win. I can plug anybody into my system and it can work. Maybe that is his mentality.
Yeah,
but it is kind of fishy that all the dudes you're getting rid of is your good black players.
Yeah. And what year? This is year three for him?
Yes.
So, like, you.
You got to do something.
You know, one of you.
He was pretty good.
Yeah. You've been all right.
You've been okay.
You know, I mean, nobody's expecting you to be Andy Reid.
No.
Although I'm not a Philly fan, so I don't know. But Philly, you know, like, you better do something. Like you don't trade star players and then be like, well, we just gonna win without. I'm like, well, then you better win.
And I would love to hear from some Philly fans too on your thoughts on this whole Chip Kelly thing. I know, Stephen A. Smith has said, you know, there's some brothers in Philly who are just very uncomfortable. What's going on? I want to hear from some.
I'm sure.
I want to hear from Philly people because I want to know what are y'all thoughts on this? Because I'm dumbfounded right now with some of the moves he's making. I don't get it.
What the fuck are we doing out here? I ask you, what in the fuck are we doing here?
Ain't no we, it's Chip Kelly. What is Chip Kelly doing out here? I don't know what he's doing. So, we'll see, man. It winning cures all.
Yeah.
So, if the man goes 12-4, nobody's going to care.
Hey, if he wins a division,
nobody's going to care.
People are like, all right, maybe he knows something.
Nobody's going to care anymore.
But if you start losing
But you go 6-10, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You a racist son of a bitch and you cost us a season. You
start losing to the Giants. Start losing to the Cowboys.
You a racist ass and you caught us a season. You cost us a season.
Oh, you whack. You don't know nothing.
Yep. You got rid of all the good players. Get out.
Yep. It's going to be rough for you.
That's why you ain't coach and GM.
That's why you don't feel that. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yep.
All right, y'all. That is it for us. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. And I want to give a quick shout out to my folks over at the Black Astronauts Podcast.
Yeah,
I was a guest on the show a couple shows ago. It's called Wonder Woman Orgasms. We was talking West Coast hip hop and actually talking some Comic-Con stuff. Get my nerd on and all that. So that was fun. So shout out to them. Shout out to them, Aaron B, Feet, Blurman, CY, and CJ. That was a good time, man. Always supporting them. If you want to get at us, you can do so via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can relive a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. Any of those places, we will leave a message. We'll read it and play it on the show. If you want to let us know how we're doing, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That does help us out a lot. Gets more people seeing the show and, you know, just helps spread the word. And if you want to find anything else about us or The Break or any other shows we have from the Black Is Network, you can find it all at blackisonline.com.
Absolutely. Was able to check out the Black Astronauts show with my brother on there. Very funny.
It's hilarious.
Them dudes is funny as hell. So shout out to them. Shout out to the other great podcasters that be showing us love. You know, the Hip Hop Digest, them boys out there. Jeff Is Moody, mm-hmm. Right to Real Love,
Straight Out of Low Cash.
Straight Out of Low Cash, Welcome to the Village.
Pisces Life.
There's so many. So many
people to support, man.
So we definitely appreciate that. If you enjoyed the show, please go ahead and tell all your loved ones. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank all of y'all for checking us out for the first time and seeing what we're about up in here in the happy hour. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for keeping up with us for the long haul. Keep the emails coming, y'all.
Yep.
And if you love the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Shout out to my niece who passed out while we was recording the show.
Good.
And tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Who we got today? No, go ahead and tell your crocs, tell your gators, tell your electric eels, tell what I saw some stupid movie today. Tell Sharktopus. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour where it goes down. And we have been your host, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Turn the mics up, turn that mic up, little beat is knocking, leave that mic up, though. Turn that shit the fuck up, what, turn it up louder, yeah, who shot ya? Separate the weak from the opsa. Leap hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stopped when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops as they heard mad shots. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4. Slaughter, electrical tape around the daughter. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like Disco Inferno. Burn slow like blunts with yayo. Peel more skins than Idaho potato. Niggas know the lyrical molesting is taking place. Fucking with B.I.G. it ain't safe. I make your skin chafe. Rashes on the masses. Bumps and bruises. Blunts and Land Cruisers. Big Papa smash fools, bash fools. Niggas mad because I know the cash rules. Everything around me, 2 Glock 9s. Any motherfucker whispering about mine. And I'm Brooklyn's finest. You rewind this, bad boys behind this. Seen the light, excite all the freaks, stack mad chips, spread love with my peeps. Niggas wanna creep, got to watch my back. Think the cognac and Indo-Sac make me slack. I switch it all back, cocksucker G's up. One force move, get Swiss cheese up. Click to tech, respect, I demand it. Slip and break the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not fuck with North Sea Popper. Feel a thousand deaths when I drop ya. I feel for you, like Shaka Khan, I'm the Don. Pussy when I want Rolex on the arm. You'll die slow but calm. Recognize my face, so there won't be no mistake. So you know where to tell Jake. Lame nigga, brave nigga. Turn front page, nigga. Puff Daddy flips daily. I smoke the blunts, he sips on the Baileys. On the rocks, choke blocks at christenings. I'm a cop in the fire positioning. What? Come here. Open your fucking mouth. Open your, did I tell you don't fuck with me? Huh? Did I tell you not to fuck with me? Huh? Look at you now. Huh? Can't talk with a gun in your mouth, huh? Bitch ass nigga. What? Who shot you?